Dawn Jackson Blattner is the author and registered dietitian and nutritionist. You can find her at dawnjacksonblattner.com. She's also on Instagram and stuff like that. She's the author of The Flexitarian Diet and the author of The Superfood Swap. You and I were actually talking about cocktails off the air because your husband's in that business, isn't he?
Yes, and I get afraid sometimes to tell people that my husband is an executive bourbon steward because then people are like, I want to talk to him instead.
He would be more
fun.
You
know, I mean, what can I say? Bourbon is a good time, but yes, that's what he does. I do actually like to talk to people about how in a healthy lifestyle, you can still add alcohol if you want.
I guess, you know, I like cocktails, and one of the nice things about that is you can make it as strong or as weak as you want. So, you know, I was just telling you about a drink I like right now, which I made the other day with club soda instead of tonic water.
Nice.
I dropped a cucumber in there.
A-plus student right now. It's a veggie serving.
A squirt of lime juice, not Rose's lime, but some lime juice.
Vitamin C.
That was a little simple syrup, but not too much, and then some Hendrick's gin.
Yep.
And you make it as strong or as light as you want and dropped a whole cucumber slice in there, too.
Yeah, you really do get a lot of credit for the club soda because that's really the key when it comes to making drinks is dilute with something like club soda. Or you know what I really like is iced herbal tea. I feel like that gets no play, but like... you know, a lot of times at Starbucks, you see people come out with those like big pink looking teas. It's hibiscus tea. It's delicious. It's naturally sweet. You can get it unsweetened, but that makes a great mixer, those sort of herbal iced teas.
I know you want to talk a little bit today about gut health, is that right?
Oh, I'm obsessed. Every time you guys ask, hey, what do you want to talk about? I'm like, hey, can we talk about gut health? And they're like, yeah, okay, fine. Today's the day, huh?
Well, it's...
I love the topic.
It seemed to me like that became a very popular topic when we were all advertising certain drinks that would fortify your gut. There were certain beverages that...
Yeah.
I'll think of it in a minute. Maybe you can before I do. But there's certain things that sort of macrobiotically help your gut, right?
Yes, probiotics. It might have been like a little yogurt-y type drink. I have 5 F's of healthy digestion.
Can I just bounce a quick question off of you here? Dawn Jackson Blattner.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm mesmerized when I hear you read. So this, you knew you caught me off guard. You knew it. But yes, fine. Give me your question.
262 says, I stopped eating sugar, dairy, and grains for 2 years and lost 80 pounds. But now that I try to add that back into my mild lifestyle, I can't handle it. I have headaches. It's amazing how foods... are hurting the gut and inflammation and me overall, says one of our listeners.
Yes, that listener is very wise in that it's why I do what I do for a living, is I really do think it's magical that you can change what you eat and you can change how you look and how you feel. Like, it is very powerful. It's the most intimate thing we do. You think about it. You're putting food inside of your human body. You're chewing it up and it starts becoming your blood and washes over all your cells. And it's very much a powerful, proactive thing you can do is change your diet. In terms of cutting things out, I think it is a big disservice to just start trying to cut things out, but to look for the higher quality version. So, you know, cutting out grains, for example, on like pizza and white hamburger buns and, you know, junk food. Okay, fine. I can see that. But, you know, there are some good grains like oats for breakfast that are high in fiber, or quinoa that's great in a lunch bowl, or brown rice for your kale stir fry at night. So it's not really necessary that you do all of this like total cutting out. It's just upgrading the foods. You know, same thing with dairy. It's very different to have ice cream and, you know, all those novelties versus having like yogurt with good probiotics in there.
What about milk? What kind of milk should I drink?
Okay, so I'm a big fan of you go with what you like. I'm a flexitarian, so you're flexibly sometimes a vegetarian, sometimes not. And so if you wanted plant milk, you would just make sure it's unsweetened. And if you wanted dairy milk, then in that case, you say, okay, great, I'm going to have dairy milk. But for my overall purpose, a lot of people have been gone to plant milk and they think it's just such a great swap, but they're just doing the sugary kind. So anytime you're getting like, you know, oh, I'll take an oat milk latte, and you think you're doing this healthy thing, it's probably way more sugar than if you were just getting the higher protein actual dairy milk.
Is there a kind of plant milk that's better, like oat or soy or whatever?
Well, in terms of if you want more protein, organic soybean milk has the most protein. And if you're looking for something that's just like a little added calcium and just something light, almond milk that's, again, unsweetened could be a good choice. But you don't have to be afraid of dairy foods, especially in my world. We're going to talk about this with all the digestion, but spoiler alert, kefir and yogurt.
That's the stuff I was thinking of, kefir.
Yeah, probiotics, good bacteria in there that we are totally missing out. Like, I'm telling you, it's one of our lowest food groups that we are not eating are all those good bacteria foods like kefir, like yogurt, like sauerkraut.
Okay, I don't want any sauerkraut. Maybe I'll do. How about cabbage? How about if I just have coleslaw? Would that count?
Well, not really. But I mean, you get a vegetable credit from me, but not the actual like probiotic
stuff?
Fermented.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, really? It's the fermentation?
Yeah.
But before we go to all of that, if I'm going to drink dairy milk, I've heard some people say you shouldn't do fat-free. You should have a little fat in your milk.
This. Okay, so yes, when choosing dairy, whether it's yogurt or milk, I absolutely love that middle zone, that sort of 2% zone. And the reason why is that, first of all, a lot of times that milk fat helps it taste less sour. So people end up liking plain yogurt more at that 2% level and don't need to add as much sugar because they're getting that little bit of fat to take down the tartness. But also there is a compound called CLA, conjugated linoleic acid, that is found in the fat of milk. So there is, and it's actually very good for people who are active and fit to have a little bit of dairy fat. So yeah, I'm not for the no fat. I'm definitely in that middle camp zone.
You said there's 5 F's for gut health.
Thank you. Look at who's paying attention. He is like getting all A+.
Ask me what radio station we're on.
Yeah, you definitely say that enough all day, right? Okay, so here's the first one. The first one is the most important. I lead out here. It's F, fully chew your food. I cannot tell you how many times people have gone to gastroenterologists and specialists and they cannot get to the bottom of their digestive problems. And I'm telling you what, it's just chewing your food more. It should be like applesauce texture before you swallow.
I guess that helps the digestive process if you give it a head start, huh?
Yes. Digestion begins in your mouth. So if you're swallowing huge chunks of food while you're driving to work, like this is your number one problem. Fully chew your food.
What's the next F?
Okay. The next F goes along with the next one too. So I'm going to give you them both at the same time. It's fiber and fluid. So bottom line, after you fully chew your food, if you give yourself enough fiber and fluid, it basically just goes through your digestive tract, cleaning everything, making it strong, and keeping you regular. But not only does good digestion keep you regular, your gut is linked to brain health, mood. It is linked to immunity. It is what we call our second brain these days, that there is so much happening in our gut that this is not just about regularity anymore. This is about total body wellness.
How do I do that when I'm eating food? Like, should I wash my dinner down with water and celery, or how do I?
Okay, so how do you get your fluids and your fiber? So all through the day, everything starts the minute you wake up thinking about how can I drink a glass of water even before my coffee? Men are supposed to get 12.9 glasses of water a day. Like, what? That's 100 ounces. That's a lot. Women, it's more in like the 9 glasses, so 72 ounces. So you really need to be drinking and sipping all day long.
I'll do this show from the men's room.
Well, you know what? Your bladder will start to get used to it.
I guess.
And so drinking all day long, hitting those fluid measures is huge. If you don't love plain water, you know, like you, putting in little cucumber slices or mint or a squeeze of fresh lime or orange to try and get you to drink more is huge. And then fiber. Hey, you know what? The number one source of fiber is in beans. People do not eat enough beans. So like opening up a can of black beans, pinto beans, garbanzo beans, rinsing them, and then having them in your fridge so you can throw them into things, boops up your fiber really great.
Fully chew your food, fiber, fluids. The next
yes.
one?
Oh, this is what we were talking about. Friendly bacteria, the probiotics in foods like kefir, yogurt, sauerkraut, even cultured cottage cheese.
Hmm.
So those are foods, I got to tell you, we have to do better with those.
Yeah, you said that's the one we're missing.
The most.
You don't like coleslaw because sauerkraut is better because...
I love coleslaw because you get your vegetable serving, but it has to be fermented to be in this probiotic category. So that's why sauerkraut, which is so delicious, or kimchi along in the same family, they're fermented veggies.
Okay, one more.
Oh, the last one is fitness. So even though people think about exercising for, you know, big biceps and six pack, Actually, fitness helps all the muscles that are involuntary. So all of our gastrointestinal tract are also helped by being more fit.
Oh, how interesting.
I know, it is.
I mean, you think about that. There's muscular action to digest the food that you don't know to exercise.
Yes, it's called peristalsis, actually. And it is the movement of your intestinal tract that can be helped with fiber and fluid and fitness, plus those friendly bacteria. And of course, it all starts with fully chewing your food.
How do you most want people to find you on the social media platform?
Oh, you know what? DJ Blattner on my Instagram. I am really good about posting these things. Like even before our talk today, I posted a little something about where you can find fermented foods. So for listeners, they can always sort of find adjunct information on DJ Blattner on Instagram.
Dawn Jackson Blattner's been joining us. On Thursdays you've been coming in mostly?
Yes, I appreciate the invitation.
Will you do it again next week?
Oh, I'd love to.
I thought about you when I was peeing the other day.
Just what a woman wants to hear, just so we know. Tell me more.
You said that if we drink enough water, the color will change. And that's a nice visual cue for us who are wondering. So thank you for that reminder.
A+ student.